in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and.
And welcome in on a Friday night in KMA land. It is time for the Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show. It's week 8. Can you believe it? Week 8 is already here. I'm Derek Martin with you from now till midnight as we are going to break down all of the fantastic matchups, all the relevant matchups on the schedule tonight involving KMA land teams, and get you ready for the Connection Show and the Scoreboard Show, as mentioned, with you until midnight tonight. We're going to go pretty fast and furious here, and we are starting in Class 1A District 8. Big matchup between Tri-Center and Shenandoah tonight in Shenandoah. You can watch it on our KMA Extreme with TJ Young and Jay Soderberg along for the ride. Skip Eckhart, head coach for Shenandoah, as his team tries to snag the number 3 spot in the district.
Well, they're state champs a year ago. Winning culture. They play hard. They do things right. They're coached very well, which there's no bad coaching anymore. You know, you can't get away because they're alignments off of that. It's just, we have a shot. It's at our place, but we have to be at our best. We'll get a plan. We'll figure out our plan at the end of the day, come out with it, and start hammering it out on Monday and get fired up. Our last home game, a lot of senior nights, so be very heartwarming. And you know what I said, it's a simple game, block and tackle.
Coach Eckhart with a little bit more on what he thinks it might take for his team to get a victory this week.
They're very skillful catching the ball, running the ball. They got some good guys. They got a bunch of linemen that are seniors. You know where games are won, the O-line. Everybody can say they're a great defense, but if you got an O-line that can handle everybody, they got a great quarterbacks and receivers, and it's, if I can block better than you, I'm going to win the game. It's simple. I mean, you might have a great line, but if my guys are whooping the butt, or vice versa, they win the game. It's just a simple thing, and we're going to get our guys ready to go at the best of our ability, and it's going to be a great game Friday.
On the other side of things, Tri-Center also trying to get the number 3 spot in Class 1A District 8. Steve Peterson, head coach for the Trojans, in our latest Talking with Tom segment.
I've never been a believer in home field being a big advantage in high school football. But boy, they play better at home than they do on the road.
Yes, and we noticed that watching a little bit of film. You know, those home games, they just have a different demeanor. That atmosphere, that town is kind of jumping behind this football team. Shenandoah hasn't been, you know, the greatest in football for these last few years. And then now that they're finally starting to see a little bit of success, you can see the community really building behind them down there. And it definitely helps with their home field advantage. So it's definitely not going to be easy going to their house. We're going to have to be sound. We're going to have to do what needs to be done on our end and limit our penalties to make sure that we're successful.
You know, 4-4 isn't necessarily where anybody wants to be this time of year, but that playoff opportunity, that's a big one. And that's in the balance.
Yep, that's definitely in the balance, and it's definitely something that, you know, we strive for here at Tri-Center. You know, obviously we had a magical run last year, but if you take out last year, you know, Tri-Center is still in that ball game of never winning a playoff game. You know, so we've obviously qualified for the playoffs many years in a row ever since I kind of jumped on with Ryan. We've kind of had that success of making the playoffs, and so that's one thing I wanted to continue, is definitely make the playoffs. And you know, and if we can go on and do some more magical things this year, it'll be great. But it was definitely nice to get that playoff berth, and now we just got to go make some noise.
Bottom line, how do you put a W up Friday night?
We have to stop their run. They're definitely going to throw some new things at us, I think, that we have to be prepared for. And so we are definitely crossing all of our T's and dotting all of our I's when it comes to the defensive game plan for what they can throw at us. So if we stop the run and definitely make them more one-dimensional, that's definitely going to help us out. And then we got to be able to run the ball. They're very physical up front, but if we can move them and make some holes and, you know, let Goldab hopefully get some yardage on the ground, that's definitely going to help us out. And I think that's what's going to get us the W.
Big one there in Class 1A District 8 tonight. You can watch it with TJ Young and Jay Soderberg tonight. Also, Woodward Granger visiting Clarinda in Class 2A District 8 this evening. We had an opportunity to talk with both sides of this as well. Tate Namey and James Hash will have the play-by-play and the video also at our live stream page. And the head coach for Clarinda, Connor Hannafin, talking with KMA.
Another game that we have to show up ready to play. It's going to be a tough game. You know, you look at the Iowa football page there, the IA football page. You know, we have our top 4 teams in our district are all ranked. You know, and this is another ranked matchup between Clarinda and Woodward Granger. Just shows the depth of this district and how tough it is. And you know, when you look at them, they're well coached. Coach has got them going, is a phenomenal coach, has a great system. Obviously the quarterback's a very good athlete. Everything kind of revolves around him, and they have a big receiver on the perimeter that makes a lot of big plays, and they're big up front. So, you know, when you look at them, they're well coached. They do what they do, and they get the ball to their athletes and their players, and so we got to be ready to go, and I'm excited for the matchup Friday.
Coach Hanifin on the most important thing in this matchup for his team.
Anybody that's listened to my interviews throughout the year, it's going to sound like a broken record, but when you come in, when you play games like this, like we're going to Friday night, where it's two teams that are ranked that are both good teams with good players, it's going to come down to who blocks the best, who tackles the best, and who doesn't turn it over. And, you know, that's especially into this game and the rest of the season when you get into the playoffs. You know, those three things matter, and we did a way better job of that Friday night against Clark, and that was something we had to get better at from a week ago. We didn't tackle well, we didn't block well, and they did zero plays. So it's one of those things that we really wanted to get back to, and I thought our guys Friday night did that, and we got to continue to grow there this week and then put it on the field Friday night.
On the other side of the field, Woodward Granger, Corey Cirkovich, the head coach for Woodward Granger.
I mean, their quarterback is he's an animal. Like, he's one of those guys that I know, I think he didn't play last week against Clark. I don't know if he was banged up or they were just saving him for week 8, but he runs their entire offense. And when he's going, they're going. And there's some games when they were playing Grandview Christian where he couldn't, you know, he wasn't getting what he was supposed to. And they obviously fell in that game. And if we just make sure we contain him, and they have a solid offensive and defensive line, they're physical. And they're aggressive, and they get off the ball on both sides. And we just have to make sure that we contain what we can contain on the inside and control the line of scrimmage. And hopefully we don't, you know, let number 4 get out. And I know defensively, just looking in that matchup, they have guys that are very aggressive.
Good stuff there. Corey Cirkovich, the head coach for Woodward Granger. Clarinda is the district champion with a win in that one. Van Meter beating Clark, and Woodward Granger winning over Clarinda would give Van Meter the district championship tonight. That one at Van Meter this evening. Also, Woodward Granger's only path to a district title is a win. Clark pulling off a major upset of the year over Van Meter. However, they can become the 2 seed if they beat Clarinda. A Clarinda loss would likely relegate the Cardinals to the 4 seed because they lost to Grandview Christian. However, if Sheraton beats Grandview Christian, that would knock the Thunder out, put Sheraton in, and Clarinda would be the 3 seed with a loss. When it comes to the head-to-heads in this district, Clarinda beat Van Meter beat Woodward Granger beat Grandview Christian beat Clarinda, and wow, there's a lot going on there in that district. We're looking forward to that one. Tate Namy and James Hash there with the play-by-play tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about some other Class 1A action later, but Class 1A District 8 also has Underwood at Red Oak tonight, Missouri Valley at Trainer. Looking forward to telling you all about it throughout the evening. Do want to let you know that we will have the Missouri Valley Trainer game on our KMA Extreme as well with Keith Christensen, so looking forward to that. All three of those games we talked about that involve the KMA Land team, they have a video stream tonight at our live stream page. Stay tuned. More coming up. It's the Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show. Let's get it started in here. Let's get-